The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody to our Monday night Optavia business call. We've got a great call tonight. I want to first welcome all our first-time viewers. This call is designed for all of you that have decided Optavia is going to be part of your life and part of your community, and we're going to reach out and help the world become a healthier and a place of greater well-being for more people. So with that tonight, I want to start off by one of the themes we've been looking at is basically our six leadership habits. And whether you're just starting or you're a seasoned veteran in Optavia, one of the great things about our leadership transformational habits is that they're all about what we can do to help move forward and both help build strong leaders, relational leaders, and most importantly, be of service to mankind. You know, one of the things we learn on our journey when you first get started, you may come in to get healthier or maybe to help your finances, but what happens over time, it kind of gets into you. And the idea is that what we do, helping people organize their life around what matters and being able to do that right from the beginning is so important at a time like this when the world seems so uncertain. So what I'd like to do is we're going to talk about the sixth leadership habit, which is basically all about creating extraordinary results, being in service of mankind. And I'm going to bring on two integrated presidential directors here in a moment who have gone on a journey, first their own journey, and are now helping us change the world together. And I think it's important, you know, we hear stories and some people say, well, God, some of these stories just seem too good to be true. Well, I know the first young lady I'm bringing on, she basically, it wasn't like she went from A to Z and was there like that. It took a little while, but it's an amazing story of perseverance, of courage. And then our second IP is going to come on, our integrated presidential, and we're going to also talk about his story and how really, even if as you get started, when you start bringing meaning and purpose back into your own life, and now you're helping others, it really changes the dynamic and puts you on a track where we are as Optavia coaches. And that is in service of others, helping them create extraordinary results in their own lives, things they thought they couldn't do before and are now doing every day. And it's becoming commonplace, but it's never commonplace to hear about it. So I'd love to bring on Ralph, Integrated Presidential Director, Corinne Potter. Corinne, are you there?
I am, Dr. A. How are you?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. And you know, you're so right. It doesn't just happen. It's like, you know, I printed this picture out and I have to show it. Look at this. We think that success happens, you know, we're going to go from like that straight line and we're going to go boom right there. And you know where we live in that little squiggly line, becoming, right? We become, we grow. And I think back about 10 years ago, when I first became a coach. And there's a picture of you and I. I don't know if Laura wants to show that, but there is a picture of you and I. This was first convention 10 years ago in 2011. I was a groupie then, I'm a groupie now. But yeah, you know, I look at myself there and I say, wow, what it took to get just to Orlando, you know? So I am a single mom. I still am a single mom. I was a single mom back in 2011. And I saw an amazing transformation happening around the people I knew, just with their healthy body. And they were getting healthy. And I was like, I need to do this. I wanted to do this so badly that I took my rent money. I didn't have any rent money. I didn't have extra. And I bought the Fuelings. I have to sip something here. Sorry. So I bought the Fuelings, and you created an incredible weight loss part of this business, this plan. And 2 weeks later, everybody wanted to know what I was doing. And I took some more of my rent money. Thank you for making it attainable that I can do that. And started to help the people in my world. When those two worlds collided, I knew we were onto something amazing. And I kept saying, what do I do next? What do I do next? And convention was next. It was the next month. So from that same rent money, on the plane, and there we landed up. And you've heard this part of the story. I was in a place where the church was buying my kids Christmas gifts, and I did not want to live a life like that. So this vehicle, Dr. A, changed so much of who I am, who I am and what I do, and seeing, throwing out life preservers for others that they can too. Today, I'm 56 years old. Last year, I bought my first house, but my mom lives with me. She's 80. I was able to have time with my dad before he went to the Lord. And where would we be, Dr. A, if we didn't have this? If we didn't step into this beautiful, beautiful mission that you created? And now my mom, she lives with me. I'm able to take care of her. She's not well. And we have an aide here with her. And me, I'm here with her. And my kids have a different life. And just think back, everybody watching this, it's your first convention, right? You can do this. You know, our mindset, I go comparative and I did this a lot. And then I drew a line in the sand and said, okay, this whole mission is helping people have what they need. What part of coaching, this business do they need? Do they need accountability? Do they need finance? Do they need health? Do they need time? We have all of that. So, wow.
Corinne, I love that. And we're going to come back to that in a moment because, I showed you the picture you showed earlier. Bottom line, then you were this naive, just this young thing, just trying to get by. And now you've changed so many lives. And, when we talk about in to better serve mankind, our examples, our stories make all the difference. And so I'd love to bring on the second integrated presidential director, Mr. Kilpatrick. How are you tonight? You're muted.
Hey, I know better. Hey, such a privilege to be on with you, Dr. A. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so tell just a little bit, in the front end, and then we're going to get into some conversations. Tell a bit in the front end about, about you, about, what extraordinary things have happened to you. And then now, how are you part of this mission and how's it changing things for you?
Well, Dr. A, I've been a pastor for about 20 years, and I know God dropped me down on this earth to transform lives. That's what I love doing. That's what I'm passionate about. And I have chills right now as I think about it. I love seeing people succeed. And so when I came on as a coach, obviously I had no idea what was in store for me. I just lost some weight and people were asking questions. And I'm just being honest here. I think this is a safe place, but I just wanted some money. I mean, I'm a pastor and I needed some extra finances. Let's just be real about it. I had some credit card debt, never took my kids on a family vacation, had no idea it would turn into anything lucrative, but I did like helping people. So I just had a diet mentality, but I'll never forget. I'll just share this story very quickly and then I'll let you ask the next question. But I remember it was my third client. Her name was Kathy. And I called her to check on her. She was about 2 months in at this point. And I said, hey, Miss Kathy, I said, I just wanted to check on you. How are things going with your health? And she says, JM, I'm so glad you contacted me. Well, when she said that, she burst into tears. And I'm not just talking about a little tear. I'm talking about snot flowing. This girl was choked up. She was choked up. And so when she did, she couldn't talk. Couldn't talk for a whole minute. She was trying to regain her composure. And immediately just tears welled up in my face, and tears were rolling down my face. And I tell people all the time, Dr. A, that was the moment that I became a health coach, because I understood it wasn't about a rank anymore. It wasn't about some little paycheck. Well, I mean, they're not real little anymore, but it wasn't about a paycheck. It was about changing lives. And I think the more coaches that can focus and fixate on off of themselves and put it onto others, I think that's where all our magic is, because everybody wants to be coached by somebody that genuinely cares about them. And I think that if you're a coach here and you're a brand new coach tonight and you've come in here and you're just trying to hit a rank and you're trying to hit this financial level and all that, and that's your mindset, I want to tell you, you're going to be highly disappointed, because what I do, I'm a hope dealer, and I don't sell food kits. I've never sold one kit, and not to minimize the fuelings that Dr. A has created in this amazing company, but I sell life. I sell hope. And that's what I'm all about. And I know that's why you're on this call tonight. But again, thank you so much, Dr. A, for investing your life into this company. It's changed all of our lives.
Well, we're investing all our lives. And, you know, that's because it does create such extraordinary results for each and every one of us. I think, you know, and that's the key. I was talking to a group of leaders this morning, and I was saying, you know, just in the world we live in, it's so chaotic, so much the drama triangle, so much people pointing fingers at each other about what's wrong, that the breath of fresh air that is Optavia, the Optavia community, where we recognize and realize, and just like both your stories, heck, I cry all the time, and I'm pretty much a crybaby. Why? Because the impact, you know, if you're alive and you're sensing as a fellow human, you know, we talk about to serve better mankind. When we see the extraordinary, whether they're the little things where, you know, a husband gives that wink back to his wife, or whether it's a child that comes up and says, "Mom, guys, thank you for what you're doing. It's so great to have you home." It doesn't matter what part it is. It's just that each part of it is part of us becoming whole again. And, you know, most people, since they're little, you were talking about that success, you know, moving for success. It's like we're whispered in our ear when we're little kids, success, you know, but at what cost? For most people, it's working a job they don't love, working long hours to make the resources, not spending time with their family, at loss to their health, to their family well-being. And then when they do make money, eventually they spend the rest of their life paying for alimony or paying for poor health. So the wonderful thing about Optavia is helping people awaken to the presence that every day we can help others, help ourselves. And the vehicle itself allows us in little steps or big step to deliver results that are so extraordinary at a time when most of the world, as you said, you're a hope dealer, because basically you're giving people options they didn't know they have. And so for each and every one of us, I think it's so important. So for the next question is, you know, what's the one thing now that you've been in for, you said how many years now, Corinne, almost 10?
10 years. And 10 years.
And John, how long have you been in?
This may be 5 years.
5 years. Okay. So one of you double. Okay. So we'll start with the little guy first. All right. So John, tell me, when you started, like you said, you want to make a little money. You're already in the field of helping people. You're already a pastor. What is the significant thing? If you had to say to that brand new coach that just joined us, they're a little scared, they're a little nervous, they're, you know, gosh, you know, it's kind of buyer's remorse. What did I get myself into? God, it seems like it's a lot. What would you say to them today? You know, it's almost like, you know, we talk about the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. What would you say to them to make sure that they stay the course? What would be the advice you would give to them from where you were, and then when you had that first emotional feeling when your client broke down and cried, and now where you sit every day in this position of being a coach and a leader in our model, in our business? What would you say to those people just getting started?
You know, Dr. A, I would say this. I started out and I tried to run my business based off personality and charm. And I think that can only lead you so far. And I just remember having a conversation with Corey Baker, who's one of my coaches, and my frontline coach, Pat and Karen Schatzline. And I remember being on the phone, and Corey Baker had said something that really challenged me. He says, "You know, JM, you're bringing on a lot of clients." And he said, "But I know how much you love people. I know how much you want to impact lives. And the best way to do that is sponsoring." And so when he told me that, I just, I began to realize if you're wanting to have a big, I mean, yeah, you can impact lives through offering the program and offering what we have, these feelings, it's incredible. But the bigger picture is when you sponsor coaches. And so when he shared that with me, he just changed my mindset. But you know, Dr. A, to answer that question, and that was really where the magic happened. That's what shifted for me. It went from me just trying to help my clients, which yes, that's part of it. But I think a lot of coaches just stop there. They just think, well, let me just help a couple of friends and family and I'm happy. I'm not happy with helping a couple of people. Like there's a big world out there and we have an opportunity to make a massive impact. I just got off the phone with two people today who's lost over 125 pounds. And they're just in tears at the impact that they had because they had me as their health coach. Do you think I regret that? Do you think I regret living out loud? No, I don't. I love it. I'm addicted to seeing transformation. But guess what? What coaching will do to you, coaches, if you're watching, if you'll allow it to, coaches, when you become a coach, it's like a mirror is being placed right in front of you. And it shows you a lot of things about yourself that you've never seen. I know for me personally, I saw a lot of things about myself that I never knew as a pastor of pastoring for 20 years. And I became a coach, Dr. Ray, and I began to realize, oh my God, I'm so insecure. I have fear of rejection. Like these people don't respond to me or I'll respond to them on a message and they see my message, they won't respond back. I get mad. I'm like, why don't you respond to me? It hurts my feelings. And so I had to face all these insecurities in my life and I had to make a decision. Either I was going to overcome that and allow it to defeat me so I couldn't help as many people, or I was going to own my ugly and I was going to say, you know what, this is something JM needs to work on because right now this is hindering me from reaching a lot of people. And so I just did that. And so allow coaches, I want to encourage you to allow that mirror to show you things that isn't necessarily fun, but it's necessary. If you're wanting to become a leader, and I look at myself from the very beginning and those teachable moments, and I look at myself now, and yeah, I still have troubles. I still have insecurities. I still have issues, obviously. My wife will vouch for that. But guess what? I'm willing to accept it, but I'm willing to overcome it and not just live in that current reality. So it's all about a growth process. If you're not developing you, your business will run you ragged and you'll definitely suffer the consequences.
I love that, John. You know, the key part about that is it isn't about you, really. It's about the extraordinary results we have to offer the world. You know, Arnold Palmer talks about if you hit the perfect putt, but you don't hit it to the hole, it doesn't go in. And so the reality is you can hit a lot of imperfect putts. Some of them are going to go in. And what's neat about it is if we decide to work on ourselves and we're open and curious, and want to grow and learn every day, become more and more. So I'm going to move over now to you, Corinne. You know, so you have that squiggly line showing all those missteps, all those things that didn't lead you in the direction you wanted. But the one thing I remember, I can't remember, was about halfway, maybe 5-6 years ago, I was somewhere around then, when I know that you were kind of like struggling and all of a sudden you made the decision. Your son awakened you to the possibility that just what John was saying, it's not about you. It's about, you know what? I'm going to go out and do this thing. And I'm not going to worry what anybody else thinks about me. I'm going to go do it. So talk about that, because I think there's a lot of people on the line right now that may be struggling saying, well, you know, there's sure they can do it, but I can't do it. And you know, John already gave us the first part of that. But what's the other part of that?
You know, is get out of your own way. And what that means is it's your ego. You know, I think for so many years, I made it Corinavia. Not Optavia, it was Corinavia.
I like that.
Right? So once you take your eyes off yourself, you don't have to be the expert. You surround yourself. Surround yourself with your mentorship, lean in, be at events, and take your eyes off yourself. You know, ego plays a huge, huge role. And there's an acronym, Easing God Out, in my world. That's the ego. You know, we're all on this one mission together. You link arms, guys, link arms and listen, actively listening, listen to what your team needs, your coach, if you're working with a coach, if you're working with your clients, what do they need? Eyes off self. eyes off self, and you don't have to be perfect. Be you. Be you. You know, there were times, Dr. Rain, you know, I came on stage with love glasses. Sometimes you just got to put the love glasses on and see people through love. See their heart. Hear what they need. We can help every single person. Every single person, we have a gift to give them. We have a gift to give them. And, you know, that's keep it simple. Eyes off self. Stay coachable. And listen. And just listen.
Yeah. And don't listen to yourself so much. You know, and that's the other part of ego. So people say, they think of ego as being, oh, I think I'm so important, so big. It can also mean that I think I'm so small and so insignificant. They're both other side, the same side of the other coin, in that bottom line is, it's not about us. It's about reaching out. And just like John was talking about, that third client that clicked it for him. And, you know, when we talk about delivering extraordinary results in the service of humankind, it's humankind, not just mankind, humankind, is that bottom line is, once we put the emphasis off of us, then we want to get better. Then that's what John was saying. Once we want to get better, you know what? We laugh at ourselves. It's not about being right or being wrong. It's about every time, you know, my daughter today took her organic chemistry. And I remember I struggled with organic chemistry. I was pre-med. And I remember she was worried all weekend. And all weekend, I said to her all weekend, just continue, you know, do the best you can. You can study as much as you can. And then bottom line, what happens, happens. And then so today she was upset. She says, I knew this stuff and I thought I did good and I didn't do as well as I thought. I'm not going to give you a grade because she'd kill me if I said it. But then basically she went back this afternoon to her teacher and went over the test and looked through and saw the things. And actually there were a couple of mistakes that he made where grade was even better. But she said, you know, Dad, it's not about getting the grade. It was about knowing that, you know, what can I do to get better? And basically, yeah, we want to do well, but doing well is about doing good. And that's what we do. We help people change their lives. Do you have to say it perfect? Do you have to, are you worried that someone may say no to you or go boo? None of that matters. Again, what we do is we help people so well. So basically, just kind of last, maybe what's in your heart? I'll start with you, Corinne, and then we'll go to John. What's in your heart?
What's in my heart is love, love for this mission, love that we are better together, love that, guys, you can do this, you know, and I don't minimize myself and say, if I can do this, anybody can do this, but you know what, if you love people, just love, just listen, just be open, show up to every event, every mentorship call, open in a growth mindset. What can I learn from this? Don't take anything personal. Take it as a learning. Stay open, stay curious, and just be love and see love and feel love.
Yeah, it's all about serving to better humankind, isn't it? That's
awesome.
Amen.
Yes.
John, go for it.
You know, Dr. A, I would just say this. I think it's really simple. There's a coach in our organization. Her name is Lisa Vaughn, and I think she said it best. I think it's, you know, mentorship is a lot like just getting in the conga line, grabbing your congas. And if your coach shimmies to the left, shimmy to the left, shimmy to the right, shimmy to the right. If they shake their tail, it's okay to shake your tail. But I think that, you know, really, I don't know where I would be without my mentorship. I don't know where I would be without Dan Valentine doing those boot camps. I don't know, you know, Carol Hipps and Tiffany Howard and Pat and Kara Chatzline, like all these amazing mentors. I think we all are better together. And I think the more that you get, like Corinne said, the more you get out of your way and you just allow mentors to speak into your life and you know, be teachable, ask questions. I really remember in the very beginning, like I lit Corey Baker up and Pat every day of my life. And I just remember thinking, these guys probably secretly hate me and wish I would go away. But you know what? They never showed that. They never modeled that. And they loved my curiosity. But I'm going to tell you, that curiosity and not asking all those questions is what makes you great. And so lean into your mentorship. You don't have to make the same mistakes that all of us made in the very beginning. And that's really what's going to help you succeed and have long-term success in this business.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you joining us. And hopefully for everybody listening tonight, you feel and sense that what we're doing is special and we want to change the world together. So with that, I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Harold Pressenbach. Harold, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great, man. And I know the call coming up, you're going to talk about overcoming obstacles because, you know, people have concepts. People have things that, you know, that they're thinking about, things they've heard, things that they've kind of had their in their story. And so I know over the next call, you're going to basically address those. Julie's going to come on. Julie Becker's going to come on and help you. So talk just a moment about that and let's get them hooked up for that call.
Yeah, first off, amazing call. Thank you, Corinne. Thank you, John, for being so authentic and transparent. But yeah, the next call, I have the privilege to be co-hosting with Julie. And we're just going to pick up where last call left off, basically. We're going to expand a little deeper. And I love what you said, Dr. A. And that's basically what we're going to emphasize on the next call is don't make it about you. Make it about them. And we're going to help you navigate that call and get help them get clear on why they may want to move forward and if it's the right timing. So if you don't have the link, look in the chat down below. I'm sure they put it down there. And we'll see you on the next call.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Harold. Thank you so much for all you do. Okay, I'd love to bring on now Integrated Presidential Directors, the Marenzes, Summer and Mike.
Hey. We are so excited, you guys, about Wednesday's call because how many of you are a little bit nervous when your client tells you they're going on vacation? Go ahead and put a one in the chat if that makes your heart start to move a little bit fast and get a little bit nervous. Well, we're going to come up with a plan. We're going to help your clients, maybe even potential clients, come up with a plan to tackle those vacations. So you won't want to miss it. You won't want them to miss it. It's going to be an absolutely powerful night.
Yeah, so let us help your coaches get prepped for vacation because, man, Dr. A, stop challenge shoes. I'm telling you, there's something to it. It's pretty powerful because I feel like a lizard on vacation sometimes. Not even the Labrador. I'm just, you know, that's the way I used to be. And then I realize, okay, wait. Let me think about, okay, now everything is, ooh, taco, ooh, margarita, ooh, that's the Labrador. So let's get into that thinking brain, stop, challenge, choose. I am fully present on vacation now. I'm not lethargic in the corner in the fetal position anymore like I used to be. So now I remember vacation, it's awesome. Let us help your coaches, clients, everybody in Optavia prep themselves for these things to go have fun and create memories.
That's right. And also this little handy dandy thing you got here, your cell phone. If you have not availed yourself to the text campaign that we have with Optavia, you can right now on your phone, text 9900 to Optavia Coach for Monday night call reminders, which mine comes up, which I love, and Optavia 30 for Wednesday night's Habits of Health community Zooms. Oh, and we had another call after the call.
Oh yeah.
I totally skipped.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about transfer. Guys, what we have in our hands is the golden ticket. It's an amazing opportunity to help others learn how to serve others and have these stories too. So when we're in the chat, I'm looking at all of your names, you're brand new. People are going to be saying your name in the future. Oh, she's such a great coach. That's my coach. There's my coach.
That's right.
The only way that's going to happen is if they're able to explore the opportunity. And we're going to talk about that and share some stories about this coaching world. So join us.
Back to you, Dr. A.
Awesome. Summer, Mike, you guys are like a comedy routine. I love it, man. Let's go have some fun, guys. See you on the next call. God bless. Let's go get the world healthy. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.